Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hi, I'm Maria.
And I'm Mike. And we're
Team Ready. Black Hills Energy knows your home is where your heart is, so they want you to be ready.
It's all about keeping you safe, prepared, and making your home as energy efficient as possible.
Everything from how to weatherize your home to how to stay safe during extreme weather.
Be ready for anything. Go to blackhillsenergy.com/teamready.
Dude, there is this mom for the Michigan team that was absolute smoke, and they kept showing her for some reason.
I wonder why.
Oh, right, because she was smoking hot.
It's like, oh my God. All right, so Mook, when I was at the Reds game with Scott and Mike, there was this absolute smoke on the fucking screen, and Scott texted his buddy that works for the team. It was like, find the smoke, and then like four innings later she was back on the screen again and the whole crowd cheered.
Wasn't he like awesome? Didn't Scott's buddy, wasn't he like, we're already on it, like he was, yeah. he knew.
Hey man.
And then, but then she, then like a boyfriend popped into the screen and like half the crowd booed.
Good. Fuck that guy.
Oh my God, that game was so annoying.
My favorite part about that game, I don't know if you heard, the game went like 5.5 hours.
Dude, it went forever.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was 11 innings. It was 14 to 11. Like it was nonstop. It was entertaining because there were so many runs being scored, which is great.
Sure.
And Mike gets home super late. Like super late, because like the game went so long. And his wife immediately goes, you were out drinking with the boys, and he had to pull up the game, like the game stats. But no. See, so it was 5 minutes. It was like, 5 hours and 11 minutes long, I promise.
It wasn't that night, it was the next morning, because the Blink camera like records as soon as somebody comes by. So I walk in and it's 12:30. And like the next morning, Alex saw her on her phone. She was like, you came in at 12:30. You went out drinking. I was like, no. Look. Here's the game log. Here's the box score. It was a 5-hour game.
Was it 9 innings or did they go extra?
11. They went 11.
Damn.
My favorite part of that game was the Reds had 10 strikeouts, and at 11 you get free pizza. So in the top of the 11th, I am yelling, 3 strikes away from free pizza. And then the Mets explode and score like 3 runs. And I start the bottom of the 11th. Everybody's leaving. People are disappointed in that. And I start the inning with 3 runs and 3 strikes from free pizza. It was literally every batter, every time the Mets, I was like, at this point, I just want my free pizza. Like, we're going to take the L.
Right.
There's no way we're going to win. Give me the free pizza. So every out, I was like, 3 strikes away, 2 strikes away. I think we got down to 1 strike away from free pizza, and then the Mets kept scoring. And I was like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, I think it was like Brandon Nimmo with like 2 strikes. And you're like, yes, 1 strike away from free pizza. And then Brandon Nimmo strokes a double, and you're like, damn it.
Yeah. Yep, that's about right.
God, that game was so much fun.
It was.
Where do you live?
What?
Where do you live?
Yeah, whatever. Mookie lives on a golf course. That's all you need to know about Mookie right there. He got that.
I have cleaning ladies coming tomorrow, so I get it.
Damn, bro. I got 2 kids.
Yeah. I don't have kids, and I live in a... I don't have kids, and I got the house and the divorce, so I'm stuck in this fucking mansion by my goddamn self. So if I don't have cleaning ladies, I'm going to spend all my free time fucking cleaning. So yeah,
well,
I have
cleaning ladies. Why are you cleaning things you don't get dirty? Just like dust is what it is. Like let it build up.
I have dogs, bud.
Oh, yeah, that'd do it.
I have two large dogs. They're not here right now, thank God. I always be losing their shit because they haven't had to behave themselves during a fucking podcast in 5 months. But you know,
and you can only lock them outside for so long before it comes a problem and the neighbors.
Oh,
like,
they would bark. The window's right,
yeah, right
there. They would bark the entire time if I left them out there. Plus, it's hot as shit here. Holy fuck! It's like 90 degrees right now.
Dude, yeah,
dogs outside.
It's been a rough go here. I mean, it's still.
But if it's like someone rang the doorbell, like I can play it off, like, oh, a neighbor rang the doorbell, whatever. But if like a neighbor rang the doorbell and it was like just me here with the dogs, they would go fucking bananas.
Oh.
But the ex-wife has the dogs right now.
Mm.
Split custody, like kids.
It's fine.
It's cool. I get a week away from the dogs, so it's like nice. Like I love my dogs. But two very large dogs is a lot for just me.
Well, and dude, that like they're like kids. You got to like keep them alive and shit. And they're always trying to like ask you questions and they're pooping places and things, you know.
Well, they're both older. So they don't poop inside, but they poop outside. But I don't even pick that up. I pay the kid next door $20 to cut my grass and pick the dog shit up. It's great.
Oh. I would do that, but the kid would do it probably two times and be like, "Nah, fuck you. I'm charging you by the pound."
Oh, I live in a Navy neighborhood.
Ooh.
So the neighbor is a naval officer. So his kid's a naval officer's son. So
he'll pick up shit.
I don't come out and inspect his work. His dad does.
That's awesome.
And then Mitch tells me, hey, Jack did a good job. You can pay him now. I'm like,
It's
20 bucks, Jack. Thank you.
The fact that their names are Mitch and Jack makes it so much better for some reason.
Yeah.
Mitch and Jack.
Did you see that Shohei gave up two home runs for the first time ever today?
All right. So there are people.
It was bound to happen at some point, right?
I mean, it had to.
He's been pitching for a year and a half. Like,
there are people that are saying that he already is better than Babe Ruth. Which is bananas to me. Like, how can you say he's better than Babe Ruth? I mean, I get it. Babe Ruth only played against white guys, so there's that. But
have you ever? Real quick on Babe Ruth. Do you know what kind of bat he swung?
No.
He swung a 48-inch, 63-ounce
what
bat? Yes.
How do you even swing that? First of all,
I mean, I was gonna
he
say, that's
swung
impressive.
A tree trunk.
That's it. Yeah, he's got a telephone pole.
He swung a tree trunk for a bat.
That's
right
unreal.
Right now they're about 34 inches and like 31 ounces is about what they're at.
Yeah.
He was swinging a 63 inch, 48 ounce bat.
That's insane.
So Shohei did give up three home runs tonight, but his ERA was still only 7.2 over less than six innings, I think. So I think they're all three solo shots, and the Angels are up 8-6.
Here's the thing that kills me about Shohei is he is living proof that if you let pitchers hit as they're coming up, you can have pitchers that can hit. Like the fact that the majors are like, once you hit double A, you're not hitting anymore. You're just pitching. It fucking pisses me off, man.
You ready for a fun fact?
Yes.
Cal Ripken drafted as a pitcher.
Yep.
Really?
Chose to play shortstop because he wanted to play every day.
That's surprising. I just don't understand.
And Kevin Costner definitely fucked his wife.
And I was going to say,
Exactly. But like the Reds.
No, I think that streak is incredible. I think it's also kind of bullshit because I think he played through a lot of dumb shit that he shouldn't have played through just to keep the streak going. And like the team was affected.
They were pretty much garbage the whole time, right?
No, they were really good in the 90s. And then when the owner sold off everybody except for Cal Ripken, that's when they had garbage. They had Palmeiro, they had Alomar, they had Harold Baines, they had Tim
Bianca Batuca.
No, who's the Reds guy that survived cancer?
John Lester.
No, Mike. God damn it, Mike's dead.
He's such
Eric
he's
Davis.
Such a fucking
Eric
girl
Davis.
Sometimes,
Eric Davis know? Was that guy. Eric like Davis was cool that guy. Child. BJ Surhoff. That team was fucking legit. Tony Tarasco. That team was legit, and they were robbed by the fucking Jeffrey Meyer kid that took the home run away from Tony Tarasco. So that was a really good Mike Mussina, Scott Erickson. That was a really good team.
That was like early in his career, though, right?
No, that was late in his career. Early in his career, they went to the World Series. I think he's got a ring.
I thought they were good early on, and that's like when the streak started, and then they sucked balls, and they're like, well, but let's just keep going.
Well, then they kind of sucked, and then they got really, really good, and then they sucked really, really bad towards the end.
Yeah. Mm.
And when the owner – so I was actually an Orioles fan growing up because I grew up in the D.C. area, and that was the closest team because the Nationals were the Expos. Oh, yeah. So we used to go to Camden Yards all the time, and Camden Yards is a gorgeous baseball stadium if you haven't made it to it. Camden Yards is absolutely fucking gorgeous.
I mean, you're a kid, so you can't be drinking Natty Bo at the stadium, but, man, that's like bucket list material, drinking a Natty
as
Bo.
Fuck it. Come visit me. You and Scott, come visit me. Mook, Scott, come visit me. We'll all go to a Baltimore game. It'd be a lot of fun.
Like, people are always like, oh, I want to go see Wrigley. I want to see a game at Dodger Park. No, I want a Natty Bow in Baltimore. That's what I want.
We'll go do it. You guys come visit me. We'll do it.
Did you see Baltimore was recently booing their own pitcher for walking Shohei? To bring it back to Shohei.
They're 0-18 in the last 18 games right now.
Is it 18? I thought they were 0-19.
Oh, did they lose tonight?
God, right. Dude, that's 19. So fucking bad. That's so bad.
It's terrible.
But they're doing what they got to do, right? Like, it's the whole, like, you got a tank to reset. And
no, not in baseball. Not in baseball. Your draft comes in.
Not like you get the first overall pick and you're going to be magically good.
Yeah.
You get the first overall pick and in 3 years, he might be a superstar.
No, I know. That's not what I'm saying, is that they... what was it?
The Nationals lucked out because they tanked twice in a row and they got Steven Strasburg and Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
And then were able to lure free agents there to join them.
Supposed to be all-stars but didn't win anything, right?
I mean, they won a World Series.
No, that doesn't sound right.
I like how Mookie just goes straight on alternative facts. He's just like, no, that's not right. They won a World Series.
QAnon Mookie over there is like, no,
that's not accurate.
Hey, there's a study online I found that told me that that didn't happen. They didn't win a World Series.
Listen, you say they won a World Series, but I'm going to do my own research and I'm going to find out myself.
Because my own research told me that John Lester did survive cancer, so I got that going for me.
Oh, that's amazing, Mookie. Absolutely.
No, but like, for real, Bryce Harper was actually there when they won it. I thought he left like the year before.
He did. You're right.
Yeah. I take it back.
Y'all like to just throw shade and call me a drunk, but I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but like, Bryce Harper helped build that team.
Right. It wasn't just Bryce Harper wasn't the one that made them win. Like, he wasn't the reason. He was just the catalyst.
He helped them build that team because people wanted to play around him.
And then he ran away like a little fucking bitch. I mean, sure.
Guys, listen.
Fucking Philly.
Listen, we can't. Yeah. The Reds have the second wild card, and that's all that matters when it comes to baseball. The Reds have the second wild card, and also 19 of their remaining games are against either the Marlins, the Pirates, or the Nationals.
So here's the problem here, Mike, is that...
And the Padres have 21 games against either the Giants, the Dodgers, or the Braves. Oh!
So, Matt, let me ask you a hypothetical, right?
I'm so excited.
Would you rather that once a day for, call it 10 days, I just kind of flick you in the nuts a little bit. Like, it doesn't feel good, but I flick you in the nuts. Mm-hmm. Or
this got weird.
Would you rather wait a month and a half and I just full on wind up and Rochambeau kick you in the ball sack?
Give him the once every 10 days. All right. The fun.
Yeah,
fun.
See, exactly.
Fun,
so Mike would rather, story, Mike would by rather the way. be, would rather be in the wild card and get embarrassed and lose in a one game playoff.
Because I don't give a shit if you get to the wild card. I'm happy because I get to talk shit to all the people who said the Reds were going to be dog shit this year, and the Reds made the fucking wild card. I don't give a shit if you win or lose at that point.
Are you asking would I rather watch the Mets play or would I rather make the playoffs? I would rather make the playoffs.
Bingo. Would you rather...
Even if they lose in the wild card round, I would rather them make the playoffs.
Bingo. You'd rather be there than not be there.
No, but, well...
I don't give a shit
that's exactly what I would...
They're going to travel to LA and lose to the Dodgers. Yes, that's going to happen. I don't care. They're there.
I've watched the Mets lose in the wild card round twice. I would rather watch them get to that game and throw their best pitcher and then watch the offense fail... And DeGrom go 8 innings with no runs scored and the bullpen blows.
That's what's going to happen. The Reds are going to put Luis Castillo, even though he's not the best pitcher this year, they're going to put him in that wild card game, and the Reds are going to give up 12 to the Dodgers in the first inning, and I'm going to be like, fuck it, we were here. I don't give a shit.
I got a really funny nutsack story for you, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love nutsack stories.
I got a really funny nutsack story. All right, so I was in Guam, and a buddy of mine, Mullins.
Great place, I hear.
Guam is ghetto Hawaii. It's exactly what it is. I've been to Hawaii multiple times. It's ghetto fucking Hawaii. You're in the middle of the fucking Pacific Ocean. There's nothing there. There was once a U.S. senator that was concerned that if we put too many troops on the island, it would capsize. So just so you understand how much the American government understands about Guam.
Or like, I don't know, Earth.
and then the military guy had to be like, you understand that islands don't float in the ocean, right? Yeah, it was fucking nuts. Anyway, so we're in Guam. I'm taking a nap. I'm just like, there's only like 15 of us there. I'm taking a nap. I'm being innocent as shit. And then some dude just comes in and like sack taps the fuck out of me, right? Like he hits the fuck out of my nuts. I'm like, what the fuck,
like,
bro?
Spare out you.
Yeah, just like whack. Like he just whacks me right in the nuts while I'm like laying on the ground. And I look at this guy. I'm like, Mullins, hey, guess what? It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. But I'm going to get you the fuck back.
Mm-hmm.
And so for like a week, I do one of these numbers every time he walks by. And he just like immediately covers up. Like, oh, fuck, 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 fuck. He's coming after me. And then I let it go. I let him think. I forgot about it. And then we're leaving Guam, and we get on C-17, which the C-17 is like a giant fucking cargo plane. Like this huge fucking, there's only 15 of us. And like, there's like, we're setting up hammocks and shit. Like where we can just like lay down and like hang out, like all sorts of shit. And,
because you're in Guam, so, it's going to be like 14 hours or something. Like it's crazy.
We're going to Hawaii. So it's like 8 hours. And
only like a full work day, only like 8 hours, no big deal.
Yeah, 8 hour flight in the military ain't bad.
It's a long fucking flight,
especially on a C-17. I posted up on the sea bags, like all the sea bags. I set them up so there was like, remember those old like recliner like bed commercials where it was like really steep at the top and then it kind of went back up and let your legs sit? Yeah, like I lined the Craftmatic
adjustable bed.
I made a bed out of the sea bags. It was great. So that's the kind of plane we're on. And we just took off, so none of us have actually been able to set anything up. And as soon as they tell us we can get up, one of the kids has already fallen asleep, my buddy Jake. They're already fallen asleep. And this kid Mullins that sack tapped me is fucking with him. And when you first take off, it's you have to wear a cranial, which is like this plastic helmet protector thing that has earmuffs on it so that we don't lose our hearing and shit until we get all the way in the air. And Jake's already fallen asleep. And Mullins is just like fucking with his head, right? He keeps like batting him on the head and shit. And Jake's like, leave me alone. I'm trying to sleep. Am I asleep? Leave me the fuck alone. And Mullins won't leave him alone. So Jake just like, just kicks forward and kicks Mullins straight in the dick. So this kid just like heaves up, like, he's still wearing his steel toe boots, by the way, when he got kicked. And when he leans up to do one of these numbers, like, I'm like, wham! I hit him square in the dick. I was like, bitch, I told you it was going to be before you didn't know it. So this kid just doubled over in pain. He got kicked in the dick with a steel toe boot, and then I punched him square in the dick as hard as I fucking could. And I'm pretty sure he died. I don't know. I haven't heard from him since.
And the best part is you probably had a decent second to line it up too. Like you weren't hitting necessarily.
Oh,
like
oh yeah. As soon as he went down and went up like this, I'm like, oh. Like, Falcon punched him. Falcon punch. Straight to the dick. I had no idea it was coming.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
If you're looking for your next new truck, trust Rush Truck Centers, the nation's largest commercial vehicle dealer network. Rush Truck Centers has trucks in stock throughout the country, including heavy, medium, and light-duty work vehicles. Plus, they offer a wide range of programs that help coordinate, monitor, and expedite vehicle service and repairs throughout their qualified service facilities. Check out their online inventory today at rushtruckcenters.com. That's rushtruckcenters.com. Expect more from Rush Truck Centers. Please speak to your Rush Truck Centers representative for further details.